What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura here with another edition of the Browns Huddle, the final look at the position groups before we head into training camp. And today we're going to look at the specialists, the special teams. All overhauled. You've got a new long snapper, Charlie Hewlett, replacing Christian Yount. You've got two new kickers competing for the job in Travis Coons and Carey Spear. And, of course, they make the trade to get the punter, Andy Lee, replacing Spencer Lanning. Andy Lee, one of the very best in the game at what he does. Multiple-time Pro Bowler, absolutely booms the ball. They're going to use him to help change field position. So that's kind of your battery. Keep an eye on these kickers. They're going to compete for an opportunity to be the kicker on opening day, and there is also a chance that another kicker will be brought in and that the kicker on opening day is not here for the Browns, but right now these two young guys, they're going to duke it out. Now, when you have a guy like Andy Lee, field position is important. He can absolutely kill it. You need good gunners. That's why I think Johnson Batamosi and Marlon Moore still have excellent opportunities to make this team, even though they're down the depth chart at their respective positions. They truly are specialists and amongst the very best gunner tandem in the entire NFL. We're talking about the return game. It was lackluster last year. Duke Johnson, the rookie out of Miami, he averaged over 31 yards per kick return in college. He's going to compete for time there, as will Justin Gilbert, who had six kick return touchdowns while he was at Oklahoma State. The Browns are going to unleash their great athletes in the return game. Punt return, that could be Travis Benjamin. If he shows enough, that's how he's going to make this team. Taylor Gabriel's been also in the mix there, and he's got 4-2 speed out of Abilene Christian, so we'd like to see what he can do. One thing I can assure you, the special teams unit will be better this year than it was last year under special teams coordinator Chris Tabor. They brought in some real talent, and they're going to utilize them to the best of their ability. That's a breakdown of all the position groups here. For all the latest on your Cleveland Browns, keep it tuned to clevelandbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.